ANZ Chief Executive Shayne Elliott has taken personal responsibility for misconduct at the bank and says he is accountable for damaging revelations from the Financial Services Royal Commission. Testifying at a parliamentary hearing in Canberra, Mr. Elliott admitted that ANZ had engaged in behaviour that fell below community standards, but that ultimately the buck stops with him. Our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is watching the hearings and joins me now. Peter, it sounds like Shayne Elliott got straight to the point this morning in taking responsibility for this misconduct.
Well, that's right, Rachel. And earlier this week, in the lead up to this morning's grilling by the House Economics Committee, the ANZ had raced quickly to make amends, saying refunds from the fees for no service issue and inappropriate advice would carve $374 million from this year's cash profit. And today, ANZ Chief Executive Shayne Elliott was taking the personal approach, being upfront about the culture of greed outlined in the Royal Commission's interim report. Now, Mr. Elliott didn't take on the top job at the ANZ until 2 years ago when the misconduct was just emerging. But this morning he said that he was accountable and that the buck stopped with him.
The Royal Commission's interim report lays out conduct of a standard below what the community expects and at times what the law requires. These observations have rightly dismayed and disappointed Australians. We have acknowledged to the Commission that ANZ has engaged in misconduct and conduct falling below community standards and expectations. It is completely unacceptable that we have caused financial harm and emotional stress to our customers. As CEO since 2016, I'm ultimately accountable for this.
That's ANZ Chief Executive Shayne Elliott. And Peter, what has the ANZ done so far to punish dodgy bankers who've engaged in misconduct that's hurt customers?
Well, this is the big question out of these hearings. So in addition to that $374 million refunded or will be refunded, and that contributed to a full-year profit downgrade, Mr. Elliott says around 200 ANZ staff have been sacked, including senior executives. Also that bonuses have been withheld, so a material impact on executive pay this year. Committee Chairman Liberal MP Tim Wilson pressed Mr. Elliott on the interim report's findings, which condemned the culture inside banks, which comes down to a ruthless pursuit of profits ahead of customer interests.
How did it make you feel, and to what extent do you think Australians have had their trust broken as a consequence of the findings of the interim report?
Well, it was frankly pretty saddening to read the report. It made me feel embarrassed for the industry. It made me feel quite frankly appalled. You know, the impact that we'd had on individual customers or groups of customers was embarrassing and shocking.
And you'd think that banks are massive institutions and that chief executives are usually pretty hard to get to personally, but that's not necessarily the case at the ANZ.
Well, Shayne Elliott says that he's been speaking with a lot of jilted and cheated customers, including some at today's hearings in Canberra. Now, Mr. Elliott clearly wants to be the most approachable banking CEO, and he's put his actual email address on the public record at this morning's hearings. And in addition, he says he answers all of these personally where he can, to the surprise of Committee Chairman Tim Wilson.
Customers email me daily, and I respond to each one of those personally. And if any customer wants to contact me, my email address is public and it's shane.elliott@anz.com.
The email address that you've just given out goes directly to you, and there is no filter or trigger that leads it to go up a scale towards being personally responded by you?
No, I don't have it. My assistant doesn't filter my emails, but I do answer all those emails that I receive if they come to my personal address.
ANZ Chief Executive Shayne Elliott there again. And away from the Royal Commission, the share market jitters continue. What have you seen this morning as this global sell-off continues?
Well, Rachel, there's been a bit less volatility on the market roller coaster, at least in Australia, where the All Ordinaries Index was down around a tenth of 1% in late morning trade, a bit different to yesterday. The big banks are lower. The ANZ was down 1% at one point, as Shayne Elliott was grilled by the House Economics Committee. But the word is expect more selling, and analysts say what we've been seeing over the last couple of days is pretty much a dress rehearsal for what might be a much more serious correction.
Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.